Hello and welcome to the Lost Skills Podcast, where we believe if the women don't find you handsome, they should at least find you handy. Today's episode is episode number 38. Today's episode is going to be on building a cabin. But before I get to that, I want to do a little personal news and updates. I finally got the darn pin out of the center section of my truck. It's the pin that holds all the gears together. And when I went to take the retaining pin out, it was broke. And I couldn't get it out, and I tried drilling it out with an easy out and stuff, and that didn't work. But then I finally talked to someone, and they said they had to take a die grinder and grind in through the end of the big pin and get cut through the little pin to slide the whole works out. Well, I did that. Well, I found out afterwards that the big pin I ground through was $42, which kind of sucked. And nobody has them in stock, not even most of the GM dealers, so I had to special order one from GM Parts Direct. I also went to order a bolt, and that came as the wrong bolt, so then I had to go to the parts store, and luckily I found one that had the bolt, and it was about $3 for a bolt. And it really sucks when you gotta pay $3 for a bolt for something that should have been like a 10-minute job, ended up being like, I don't know, about 6 hours worth of time into it. But I finally got all my parts, and I gotta get everything together, and then I'll have a truck, and it's supposed to snow today, so that's going to suck. I guess I can't complain too much, though. It is winter. I am in Wisconsin, and this is the biggest snowfall we'll probably have. I think they're saying like 6 to 8 inches, or maybe a little more where I am. I think the most we've had at one time is maybe 3 or 4 inches, and then it melted the next day, so who knows how long it's going to stick around for. Well, the next thing I gotta tell everybody about is I have been working on the website a little bit here and there as I get time. If you go check it out, I put up a page with recommended links. They're links that I highly recommend, and they're people that I've either corresponded with or have helped me by linking to my site, or as I put up there, I just think their site is just plain cool. But I haven't quite finished it yet, but I have started putting people up there, so there are some websites. And if you have a website and you think that you're content fits in with what we do at the Lost Skills Podcast, drop me a line and we'll correspond and talk about things, and more than likely I'll put up a link to your site. The only thing that I do request is that someone also links to my site, so I get a little bit of link power out there from them people. I do think my website is pretty general in the most ways that just about anybody that would email me or anything would get their link up on my site. Unless I check out their site and it's something that's, you know, of questionable content that I don't think is right for everybody here to see. And I guess I'll just kind of leave my description at that. But with that, I think that's all the personal news. I've made a few more posts on the website and stuff, and I'm kind of getting that rolling and trying to get caught up here, getting everything transferred over. I'm starting to learn how to use WordPress pretty good now, so it's a little faster when I actually do a post on the other site. But by the time I get everything posted up there, I should be pretty proficient at it. So now let's just go into our subject of building a cabin. When I originally started thinking up this episode, I was thinking of a log cabin. I had that in my head. But, you know, that's just kind of one of the things that I would want. So then I kind of started thinking about what other types of cabins are out there. And before I forget, I would like to thank Ron Cole for submitting this topic on Facebook. Thank you, Ron. So that way I have something to talk about. But anyways, back to what I was saying. I was kind of thinking out when I made it that maybe a log cabin wouldn't be the best application every time. I mean, they are pretty and they do have pretty good insulation value with the logs and stuff. But what about someone that lives somewhere else where trees really are at a premium and you just don't want to go whacking down all the trees on your property to build yourself a log cabin? So I kind of had to rethink my strategy a little bit. So first off, why would you want to build your own cabin? Well, for one thing, you can save a lot of money. It's pretty expensive to get a cabin built nowadays. So expensive that most people usually buy houses and stuff where I live, and they just convert them into their cabins or whatever. You know, it looks just like anybody else's house, but they only come up on the weekends and stuff. But say you got a piece of property and you aren't quite sure what you want to do with it. Well, you could get yourself a cabin shell built. And I think if I remember right, on the billboard down the road from my house a little ways, I seen one that was like $49,000 on your site. And that was just for the shell, and you would have to finish the cabin up yourself. so it can be pretty pricey if you have someone do it for you. Another reason you may want to build a cabin yourself would be the experience of doing it. If you're someone that's pretty good with their hands and they do a lot of projects and stuff, it might just be something you want to cross off your list, and like I said, you'd be saving quite a bit of money doing it. So depending on what kind of cabin you construct, it might take a couple of weekends or it might take 6 months. It depends on you and how many friends you're willing to use your favors up on. And the next thing that you might want to build your own cabin for would be the privacy. Maybe you're building it way out in the woods and you don't want anybody to know it's there. It's kind of one of them things where if a human knows it's there, you know, they're curious, so they might want to go take a look at it. It might be something that you want to just keep private and have only you or someone else know about it. And also, the less people that know it's there, the more secure it's going to be. You're not going to have to worry about everybody in the whole town seeing your cabin. And that brings me to a little bit of what I want to talk about next, is the whole privacy aspect of putting your cabin. First thing you want to do is you want it to be far enough from the road that nobody will see it or anything like that. I mean, if you want it close to the road so you can see the road, that's fine, but it's a cabin. You should want it to be out in the middle of the woods and no one can see it. Now, that can be cost prohibitive if you're going to tie into the regular grid electric power. It's only free for the first $100 and then they charge you quite a bit after that. I know one time I had public service give me an estimate one time, and it was about from the road to where I wanted it to be about halfway in the middle of the 40, and I don't remember exactly how many feet it was or anything, but they quoted me a price of about $5,000 just to run the electric back there. And it was a beautiful site to build a house. Well, that kind of scrapped that idea unless I wanted to run off a generator or something. And all in all, looking back at that, if I was probably 18 or 19 now, I would have probably went for it and just said piss on the electric power and I could have got some solar. But back then, solar panels were kind of not so common as they are now. They've come a long way in the last probably 10 years or so. So your site selection is important. First, you want to build it on kind of a higher piece of ground. You don't want to build it like right next to the swamp or anything, and you don't want to exactly have it on top of a hill either. But you know, kind of somewhere the middle ground in between would be a good spot. And then when you're picking a site, you have to think of the access. You could find a beautiful spot, but then you might have to build a road about 20 acres across a swamp or something. You know, there's a lot of things you have to think about when you're actually just considering where you place the cabin. Next thing you'd want to do is make sure that you're looking around in the fall. You should have looked in the summer, but look in the fall, because once the leaves all drop off the trees, you can see a long way in the woods when there aren't any leaves. So that's just something a little more to talk about the privacy aspect. And also, I'd like to throw in that if you are going to go with like a solar option or like wind power or something like that to produce most of your power for your cabin, you do want to be in a fairly open area. You know, not like if you were just tied to the grid, you could have the trees like 20 feet away from your cabin if you really wanted. So before we get into the preparation of the area, first we have to think of what the foundation type you might want to use is. Now, you might want to use a foundation, just a regular foundation that's dug into the ground, you know, with no basement and a slab poured on top. And as long as they dig down the frost line, that's fine. You can do a floating slab like a garage, you know. That would also be fine too. There are people that actually dig holes and sink pillars. Like they drill holes in the ground and then they fill them with cement and make pillars that go into the ground, and that supports the building. You can also lay down railroad ties if this is going to be a building with a wooden floor under it. You could put railroad ties and you can do that, or you could just put a regular old basement in. The foundation type is really up to you, but the ground preparation is a lot simpler for any type that doesn't have a basement or a frost footing dug. Heck, one day we were looking at my friend's cabin and we found out that the pillars for his that were made of concrete were 5 gallon pails filled with concrete, and then the building just rested on them. I thought, holy cow, that's a pretty shoddy foundation. But apparently that building had been standing since the 40s, so what do I really know? Another thing to consider if you are going to do with a slab type foundation is that you can put heating coils in them and use like a hot water heater to heat the floor, or you can actually hook up like a wood boiler or something to that effect. So it does take into consideration what kind of heating you want to use also. But I'm sure a lot of people don't want to spend a lot of money on like digging a basement or the frost pillars or anything like that. So let's just go with either the pillar type, the railroad type, or a slab type. And that's the easiest prep you're going to have, because basically all you have to do is level out the area. And then for your pillars, you just dig the holes. And the railroad ties, you can just lay them right on the ground. And then for a slab, all you have to do is level everything out and form it up and have them come in and pour a concrete slab. So your foundation types are kind of took care of there. Now with the pillars, you're going to have to build a wooden floor on top of the pillars. And the most important thing when you're building it is that the pillars all come out to the same height, that they're all level and you can run a string across them and they'll all be level. Actually, the ground doesn't have to be level at all. So you could take that into consideration. You could build kind of into the side of a hill or something like that if you really wanted a really nice view or something. So like I said back in the beginning, when I thought of cabin, I thought of log cabin, but there are many different types of cabins. And we'll kind of talk about each of them today and just kind of hit on the subtle pros and cons of them as we kind of go along. The first is what everybody thinks of when they think of a cabin almost is a log cabin. Now, a log cabin can be a really good thing and it can be a lot of pain. I mean, first off, your building material is logs. And if you have a very good stand of like nice timber, then you have all your logs took care of. All you have to do is cut them down and put them up so that they dry good, and then you can start building. Actually, my in-laws have a log home, and they had a guy come in with a sawmill, and he just faced the logs on four sides and just made a 10 by 10 post or something out of them, and then they just built their cabin using the posts like that. And the nice thing is you don't need a whole lot of tools, you know, a chainsaw and a drill and something to, you know, bolt the pieces together, or some really big nails and a sledgehammer to pound nails through the previous log to hold everything together. But a lot of the construction can be done with basic tools and all that. And then when you get to the roof, you can decide whether or not you want to use trusses on the roof, or if you want to use like a regular round beam construction for the roof joists and stuff. It all depends on the look of the cabin you're going for and all that. And then, you know, you probably want to finish it off with some nice tongue and groove up there or something. Or you might not want to finish it off with nothing at all. So the pros of log cabin are is that they're pretty efficient. You know, they have quite a bit of mass and you get a lot of insulation effect from the logs because they're usually pretty darn thick. Another thing is they look nice and they kind of do more or less blend in with their surroundings a lot better than some other types of buildings do. I mean, a house and a log cabin in the same spot makes the spot look completely different. And one of the other advantages of a log cabin are that you can do almost all of it yourself, so you'll save quite a bit of money that way if you're into the whole doing it yourself thing, which I hope you are because you're here listening to my podcast. Now here are some of the disadvantages that I see. Well, the first one is that your electrical, if you're going to run lines and stuff, you have to plan all this ahead of time. So if you want them hidden inside the logs, you actually have to drill the whole route as you're assembling the logs up through the building. Or you have to come up through the basement with a really long bit and run them up through the logs, and then you have to hollow out a spot for your electrical boxes and things like that. Not that it's necessarily a bad thing, it's just a thing that takes a lot more planning, and it's something you have to be more cautious of when you're building. The other option is to build the cabin and then put metal conduit all over in the cabin, but that kind of defeats the, I guess, rustic look of the cabin and everything when you're building it. Another disadvantage would be the chinking, because you have to actually put something between the logs if you use the round log construction to kind of keep the weather out. And while re-chinking is kind of labor-intensive, it does last a very, very long time. And then if a piece does fall out, you don't have to take the whole piece out. You can just replace what fell out. But like I was saying with my father-in-laws before, when they did theirs, They just stacked the logs on top of each other, put some caulk down and smushed the log down, it looked like, and then they just put some caulk on the outside and made it look all nice, you know. And, you know, with the wood, there is another disadvantage of that you do have to do some kind of weatherproofing to the logs, or they will start to kind of rot out and stuff. Now, the weatherproofing does depend on you. I mean, it's up to you if you just want to spray them with some Thompson's Water Seal to have a natural look. But you might want to stain the logs, that way they don't get all faded and discolored over time. And then a good coat of Water Seal over that. I know there are a lot of other commercial products that people use for log cabins and stuff, but I don't know what they are offhand because I don't have a log cabin. But I would like... I guess another downside to a log cabin is that if you do build one yourself, I guess they are a little harder to insure than something that you buy in a kit. So that's just some considerations to think about when you're wanting to build a log cabin. So now let's talk about regular frame construction, which is referred to as a stick-built home to most people. Now the upside to these are they are just like your house. I mean, But that's also their downside, is that they all look just like your house. I mean, this is supposed to be your cabin, right? So who wants to have a house and then go to a cabin that looks just like their house? But one thing they do have going for them is it is a lot easier to move and transport the materials, and then you can build a wall and put the wall up by yourself, or maybe if, you know, two people to flip a wall up, depending on the size of the building. But, you know, most people can, two people can build like a garage. And that's another thing that a person could do here, is they could go like to a Menards or another big box store that sells buildings, and you could buy yourself a garage kit, and you could put it up. Just take the garage door out when you're buying the kit, and then put in a service door and a couple of windows, and you pour yourself a slab foundation, and voila, you have yourself a cabin. And actually, this is done pretty commonly around my area because it's a nice, cheap, affordable option. You can get yourself a building up for less than $10,000, and that includes the concrete slab for the foundation. But the downsides are, like I said, it looks just like your house at home, so if you're going for a nice cabin look out in the country, that's not exactly the thing you want to be looking at. And when you do put a garage kit on like a slab or something, you know, you do have to do some thinking, figure out where you want your utilities to be laid out beforehand before you pour the concrete and all that, and you gotta lose a little bit of space in it so that you have somewhere to put your water tank and your furnace and all that. So it really depends on what you're gonna do with it. I mean, you can make it any size you want, but when someone says the word cabin to me, I think of something that's pretty small. So the next consideration that you could do for a cabin is a field stone building. I know a lot of people don't build these no more, and people are probably going, huh? I mean, really, if you think about it, it's going to be your cabin. So if you wanted to build it out of fieldstone, I mean, you could build it out of anything you want. Where I see the advantages of fieldstone are is that they would be free. If you just go to a farmer's place and ask them, hey, can I get some rocks off your rock pile? More than likely, 99% of the time, no farmer is going to tell you no, unless they don't want you to drive across their field because they got stuff planted. But most of the time, they would have a way to drive out to a rock pile or whatever, even when stuff's not planted. Now, this is going to be kind of labor-intensive because you got to get all the rocks and then bring them to your place. And then you got to mix the mortar and stuff up and put the rocks in place. But the nice part about it is it's not something that has to be done right away. I mean, you can get some rocks. You could start it. You can wait a little while, you could work on it. It's something that you could kind of do in your off time, and in the end you would have a pretty impressive building, and then one that is very structurally sound, I might add. Now the disadvantage is that also, like a log cabin, if you want all your electrical to be hidden, you would have to lay the wires in between the mortar joints and all that, and as you're building it, figure out where you want everything to go. But you can also go the conduit route and just put some conduit on the inside walls. I mean, it's a cabin. It all depends on what you want. The window openings can be made to any size you want. You know, you can smooth them out and make them with mortar and build them up. And it's a pretty easy building to work on because, you know, all you'd have to do is take a jackhammer and chip a spot out and work on something, you know, if you needed to remove a rock or make a window opening a little bigger. There's nothing you can really do to it that you can't repair. Now, I do know that this would take a long time, but like I said, I'm kind of doing this on the way of saving yourself a whole bunch of money while building yourself a really nice cabin, so it might not be for you, and it might not be for 99% of the people, but guaranteed there is one cheap bastard out there that will try to build something like this. So I figured it would be prudent to cover it in my show. One of the really nice things about a fieldstone building like that is once you have it warmed up, it would stay warm for a long time, even if you had just like a wood stove in there and then the wood stove burnt out. Once the rock is warm, the rock releases heat for a long, long time. But the disadvantage, too, is that when it's cold, it's going to stay cold for a long time. But once you're in it and you have everything going, I mean, it would be a great place. And, you know, putting a roof on and stuff would be just like any other roof. You could put a roof on it in various different ways. But wow, I didn't realize that I actually had so much stuff to say about cabin building. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to split this episode into two parts, and next week we'll do a part two, and hopefully I'll get through the rest of my notes. I didn't realize that I would be able to talk that long on what little notes I do have here. But when I do get the new website up, it's something I want to mention is that I won't have any limit restrictions on how long my show can go. Maybe I'll do one that's 20 minutes, and then maybe if I got a subject where I can talk at length, it could be 40 minutes or an hour or whatever it might be, but I won't be doing any part two shows anymore. I can probably just keep going on and talking, but I do have a space limit, and I'm trying to not exceed that before the website's time is up for the Podbean site. But once we're at the new LostSkillsPodcast.com site, then I don't have to worry about any of that anymore. And also, when I get the new site, if anybody wants to do any guest posts or anything like that, or even some hosting where they just want to take and do a show, and I'll gladly put it up if I think it's, you know, good enough to go up there. It'll probably be better than mine, so there's no worries on that. But like I said, the brand new website will give us quite a bit more flexibility and a lot more freedom versus the Podbean site. And with that being said, I think I'm going to end the show right here. So this is Jeff Radke signing off, and until next time, keep your stick on the ice.